Hello, hello. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. It is Tuesday at 11 p.m. and here at CFRC, that is The Witching Hour with me, your host, DJ Crusher. And only a few days until Halloween. I'm so stoked. Multiple costumes. Club. Bus. Another club. Plane. Club. Yeah, I'm really excited. So today, I'm not going to say same as usual because it's still special, but I mean, we get pretty freaky with it on a regular basis here. I think we're Halloween maxed out pretty much every week, but I still put some extra love and care into this episode to make it an extra witchy witching hour. So starting off fierce, we have a recommendation from our tech manager Chance, shout out. So he recommended me this band 2 weeks ago, and basically he pitches it. I come to his house and he pitches it as, okay, three-piece, all-female, black metal, Norwegian band, Slay. And the lead singer is, like, turbo pregnant. Now watch this music video while they're in the woods getting covered in blood and screaming. And I was like, okay, obviously obsessed. So the band is called Witch Club Satan, and they describe themselves as an occult feminist black metal band aiming to grow a community of witches through music and rituals. Again, love. What's not to love? I think this is the perfect opener for our almost Halloween episode. I've been really enjoying their self-titled album that came out last year, and the song I picked is off of that. So we're going with Style Messet. I probably am butchering that. Pun intended. And I chose this one because it had some cool history behind it, because I decided to look it up, so I was like, I have no clue what that means. And the rest of their titles were in English, so this one kind of stood out to me. So Style Messet refers to a memorial site in Norway that commemorates the victims of the 17th century witch trials in the region. So it's a monument to the 91 people who were burned as witches in Finnmark during that period. And yeah, I just had no clue this existed, and I thought it was, I learned something today. So I thought I would bestow that knowledge upon you. So that's the track we're going with. But again, this album has so many standouts. I can't say it on air or else I will be given the electric chair, but second track on the album is my favorite, I think. So yeah, check that out if you have the time. So that's going to be our first track of the night. After that, we'll be playing some Spirit Box. Again, if you listen to this show, then you know Spirit Box is one of my favorites. And also Canadian band, we love CanCon here. So we're going with Soft Spine, the first track they released off of Tsunami Sea, their newest album, and I think still my favorite track. Nothing tops it for me. It just gets me so hyped. So we're going with that. Then after that, we're playing some Butcher Babies, which is one of my OG faves. We're going to play Magnolia Boulevard off of Goliath, which is an older album. I believe it came out 2013. And I remember listening to that in 2013 when I was 13 years old. And I think that explains a lot about where we are right now. So those are our first three tracks of the night. We're going to dive right into it with Style Messet by Witch Club Satan right here on CFRC's The Witching Hour.
Flesh rotting brown, flesh
So that Devalicious first set, if I do say so myself, was Butcher Babies with Magnolia Boulevard, Spirit Box with Soft Spine, and first off was Witch Club Satan with Style Nezit. I hope I'm fulfilling your extra witchy expectations for this Halloween episode. Next up, so this first song in our second set has a bit of a story. So lock in, follow along here. My brother's partner's dad manages a band, and I've known that for a while, but I didn't know that they were like witching hour vibes until I went home a few weeks ago. My brother showed me a track and I was like, how dare you deprive me of this for so long? I could have been bumping this on my show. How dare you? So the band is called Infrared and they formed in the 80s in Ottawa, where they still are. So if you're in the Ottawa area, be sure to keep an eye out for their shows. I know they're outside. They're around. So I did my research. They disbanded in 89, apparently. Okay, drama. And I'm kidding. I think they were like in high school. They finished high school then. But then they reunited in 2014 and they're still going strong. So cute. So the track we are playing is Concuss. And from the moment my brother said the title, he just goes, yeah, they have a track called Concuss. And I was like, that's the one. I know it. And we listened to it and I was correct. It is the one. She is it. And I played it in the office here at CFRC when I got back, and someone goes, this is like metal. I feel like that's just the perfect way to describe it. So yeah, that's going to be the first track in our next set is Concuss by Infrared. Again, shout out to Bailey and Alex and everyone else who was involved in that chain that led me to Infrared. Very thankful. Then following that up, so I think playing Concuss in the office just kind of triggered this chain reaction, and then we were just being like goblins in the office. Like, it just really put us in a metal mood, and it was totally not the time for that because people were coming in and out a lot, but I think it fit the CFRC energy, and I would love to be greeted with that walking in first thing. So another band we were really listening to that day was Counterparts, who we've played on the show before. Again, Canadian band. They're from Hamilton. They have two no-skip albums for me. Their most recent one, Heaven Let Them Die. Again, no skips. And this one, Nothing Left to Love. Especially the opening and ending track is so good. But I pulled one from Smack in the Middle today. We're going with Your Own Knife. So that's how we're starting off our second set. Enjoy Concuss by Infrared. Up next right here on CFRC 101.9. We'll be right back.
should have let you die. We'll be right back.
Track you heard was a classic, Crucify Me by Bring Me the Horizon, featuring Lights, which we'll circle back to. Before that, we had This Could Be Anywhere in the World by Alex Is on Fire, Your Own Knife by Counterparts, and Concussed by Infrared. Again, if you're in the Ottawa area, keep an eye out for Infrared. They're also touring around Ontario, I believe. They do some shows in Toronto, and they're outside. They're around and about, so keep your eye out. So that last track, I made the discovery yesterday that is Lights on that track. Literally for over a decade, I've always wondered who that person's voice was, but I never looked it up, obviously. Why would I do that? But yeah, I literally gasped when I heard it, when I saw Lights, because I was just checking out this album yesterday, as one does, just circling back. And I saw Lights and I was so shocked. I think most people know her, I feel like, from her debut album. Or maybe I'm just old. But 2009, The Listening, that one has Savior on it. If this isn't ringing any bells for you, especially if you're Canadian and you were listening to the radio in 2009, then definitely go back and listen to that track. Because that will awaken something in you. You will remember, I promise. I feel like we've been doing a pretty good job keeping it Halloween-y today. Again, even if we're not going to be so on the nose, we're above that, but we have the energy. You know, the Alex Is on Fire was talking about ghosts. We were talking about knives and concussions. Those are scary. Crucify Me, I don't think that one needs an explanation. That whole album's pretty kooky spooky. I think that one has Go to Hell for Heaven's Sake on it, which I was obsessed with that music video. It's like vampires chasing them, and there's like they're in an ambulance at one point, and like the back doors are open, and it's really cheesy and fun, and just very of that era, high drama, low stakes. I feel like that encapsulates the energy of like the metalcore emo scene in that time. I can't remember when this album came out. I think it must have been 2013. No, before that, it must have been earlier. 2010. Dang. Sempiternal was 2013. I was wearing my Sempiternal shirt yesterday. Next up, we have some very Halloween-y tracks. Go me. I'm killing it. So Dayseeker came out with their new album. Again, a very highly anticipated release for me. The album is called Creature in the Black Night. Can't think of anything more Halloween than that. And we played, I think, all the tracks that they've released leading up to it. We've played Pale Moonlight on the show. We played Creature in the Black Night. We played Shapeshift. We played Bloodlust. I think Bloodlust is still my favorite track on the whole album. But the track I've picked for us tonight is Crawl Back to My Coffin. Again, go me with the theme tonight. And we're kind of slowing it down in the second half of the episode. And this album in general has a lot of slower, more ballady tracks, which is interesting. I wasn't sure. I'm not sure what I was expecting. I guess Dayseeker always kind of has that element to it. But yeah, that's going to be our first track in our next set, Crawl Back to My Coffin by Dayseeker. Then another new track, Dying to Love by Bad Omens. Again, these two single releases I'm really hoping means another album in the near future. I'm getting my hopes up. And again, it's another slower track. We're slowing it down. And keeping with the slower tempo, we're going to dive into Werewolves by Secret and Whisper. Again, Secret and Whisper is one of those early 2000s, 2010s. 2008 is when this album came out. They're just very of that era. And if you listen to the show, you know that's my favorite kind of time period for especially metalcore. And again, give it up for me. I'm killing it with the Halloween theme. Werewolves, hello. Scary. That is actually kind of what I'm doing for Halloween because I'm going to do Ginger Snaps. And if you haven't seen Ginger Snaps, add that to your Halloween watch list. Amazing movie. Canadian as well. Canadian feminist werewolf film. That's how I'm pitching it to you. So yeah, that's going to be your next set. Crawl Back to My Coffin by Dayseeker, Dying to Love by Bad Omens, then Werewolves by Secret and Whisper. Again, Canadian band. Enjoy this next set before I come back to say my goodnights.
Shame.
So that slower set was Werewolves by Secret and Whisper, Dying to Love by Bad Omens, and Crawl Back to My Coffin by Dayseeker. Again, keeping with our Halloween vibes, but a little less chaotic than the beginning, I'd say. So that brings us to the end of the show tonight. We're going to close out with Coven by Thornhill. Thornhill is on tour with Sleep Token right now. And again, I started liking Thornhill and I was like, wow, I'm so different. And then I saw they're on tour with Sleep Token and I was like, no, I'm the same as I always am. But yeah, really good band. Love their album, Bodies. They're coming out with like a remix version of it very soon. Bodies X. So I'm pumped about that. But this one is from a bit of an older album. And by older, I mean only a few years ago. So not that old. But the track we're going with is Coven again. Gotta keep the Halloween vibes going. And I've definitely hit my limit on how many times I can say vibe on an episode. So good thing we're coming to the end. Good night. Be sure to get up bright and early tomorrow morning for Indie Wake Up Call with Jeff the Nerd. He's nothing if not a Halloween connoisseur. So if you're trying to get in the spirit, that will definitely help. And be sure to tune in on Friday. Him and Jesse, our Friday Indie Wake Up Call host and programs manager, will be doing a very extra special Halloween marathon. Yeah. Happy Halloweener.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single by Kentucky called Born American, a song that is both a question and a reflection, urging listeners to consider the human impact of our world's shifting borders and systems. With vivid imagery and raw emotion, the song and its accompanying video invite you to feel deeply and reflect on compassion and understanding. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Born American by Kentucky on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the hospital, all alone in the middle of the night, a lonely mother gave her life. Generosity, his sense of community, his personal commitment to personal responsibility. These are just a few of the ways the people in his town could tell that he was born American. He was quick to fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool, and he was handsome.
Called to the street and called to defend their sons and daughters.